Now, we all live in a state between chaos and order. And since the beginning of time, there has always been chaos and order. But we see that God's tendency is to move everything to order. But we see Satan's tendency is to move everything towards confusion and disorder. In James chapter 3 and verse 14 to 16, we read, "But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be arrogant, and as a result, be in defiance of the truth. This superficial wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly and unspiritual, even demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder or unrest and rebellion, and every evil thing and moral degrading practice." And in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 33, we find, "For God is not the author of disorder or confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." When the earth was recreated by God, it was in a state of emptiness or lifelessness. It was in a state of chaos, if you will. But God didn't want it to stay this way. In Isaiah 45 and verse 8, it tells us that he did not create it in vain, but rather God created the earth to be inhabited by humans, to be ruled by us, to bring things into order. God told Adam that he was to rule over the earth and the things that were in the earth. He was to create order. And we see this process of creating order from chaos. It continues throughout the Bible. It's a theme woven throughout. Today, as we swing more towards Satan's prevalent attitude, we see the resulting ensuing chaos that is coming with that. And so it really comes down to this principle that drawing close to God and order produces blessings, while falling away from him produces sufferings and loss of blessings. The lessons we read in the Bible over and over again are the same, and we can apply them today. Draw close to God or don't. Have faith in God or don't. Trust in God or don't. When we break it down very simply, it's easy to see what we need to do. Isaiah 50 and verse 10 says, "Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God." You know, it's easy to see these things. It's another to implement them into our lives. Christ tells us in John chapter 4 and verse 23 to 24, says, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in the spirit and in truth." So we see that God is seeking people who will worship him, who will seek after him. I was thinking about last week. We were sitting around after services, eating lunch, and we were teaching the boys, or quizzing the boys, about the Ten Commandments. And the first commandment is to have no other gods before me. There is nothing else that should come in the way between us and God. But does it? Of course it does. But this is why we read that we are to be constantly working to draw closer to God. How we act shows God if we worship him or not. If we show by our actions that we are half-heartedly caring about our relationship with him and with his word, then we show him we don't care. And by extension, we have to realize, then why should he care about us? It's a package deal. And it's hard sometimes to keep going. It's hard to look at our lives. And maybe sometimes you feel, I know I do, like it's like Groundhog's Day. You loop in a pattern, you wake up, you go to work, you do your things, and then you loop again. You wake up, go to work, get home, go to bed, and then you loop again. And you wake up, and you, oh, sorry, let me get out of the loop. But you understand what I'm saying here. This is something that goes on for all of us. We all have to find the strength and the courage to keep going forwards. Proverbs 19:21 warns us, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. Allowing God to live and to work through us takes a lot of wisdom and understanding. And it's not something that comes easily or naturally. It is something that we have to come to learn how to do. Paul aptly warned us in Philippians 2 and verse 12 to be working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We're working towards bringing our lives into completion, our fruition, as Paul warned us to do. And our lives are chaotic. They are stressful. Sometimes it can feel like there is no order in our lives. But we have the opportunity to create order in our lives. And we can do this by having the continual indwelling of God's Holy Spirit, which helps us to create order, if we choose. You know, it's easy to lose the thread of sanity when you're surrounded by chaos. But God states in his word that he does not change, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we have these thoughts in mind and when we stop to meditate on them and take a break from the chaos, you have to stop, you have to make those breaks happen. Then we can see that we don't have to be so worked up, that everything is in God's hands, that our real goal is to continue to learn how to turn towards him, to seek him. And again, it's not so easy, because we are human, and because chaos surrounds us, and doubt and fears and sin impales us and causes us to wander away from God. But he's there. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 29 says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him. You will search for him with all your heart and all your soul. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently will find me. Matthew 7:7, ask. The Greek word here is very strong in emphasizing persistent and constant prayer. Ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking at the door, and it will be opened to you. And finally, Acts 17, verse 24 to 28. The God who created the world and everything in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, Nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, because it is he who gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their lands and their territories. This was so that they would seek God, if perhaps they might grasp for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and exist. That is, in him we actually have our being. Even as some of your own poets have said, for we are also his children. If we want to find some peace, some comfort, some order, we have to come to the point where we value God and his word more than anything else in this life. And we have to prioritize that consistently and constantly, because life is chaotic and disorderly. But yet we are called to bring order into our lives. This is what God wants and what God expects if we're willing to do it.